The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We're going to jump right into things because there's a lot of ground to cover. Mm-hmm. Let's start with the first talk back of the day.
Hey, Graham, you know who this is. I was going to leave a rant, but 30 seconds isn't enough. So I'm going to say something here, and you guys can't play, obviously, but just for you. The people that still support those guys. Can I get a Go Mets?
Go Mets! Please.
There you go. You can get a Go Mets. I listened to that, and obviously we couldn't play it, but it's just opinions on some certain people in politics.
Okay.
And yeah, there you go. Can't really touch that one.
We're just going to leave that there. Hey, thanks for the talk back.
Yeah, well, just know that, I agree.
Like I said, we have a lot of ground to cover. Mm-hmm. Instagram contest. Jess, you got 30 seconds.
Okay, it's live. Go to our Instagram right now, JV Morning Show. Follow Wild 94.9 and JV Morning Show. Like the post and comment. And guess what? You'll be entered to win tickets for Disneyland.
We have more Disneyland tickets.
Because I know.
I like the post. Then what do I do?
Are you following Wild 94.9 and JV Morning Show?
Of course.
Hang on.
Okay, oh, no, Graham.
How do you follow? I'm kidding. Yes, of course I am.
Okay, then you just like the post and comment and you're entered.
That's it? That seems too easy.
If you're already following those
What kind of comment do I write? Because it takes me a long time to craft a comment. Like, I like to be something witty, but then...
No.
Like,
in your comment, just tag a friend and add a hashtag Wild Disney.
Okay, that's pretty specific. You left that important.
Yeah, that part.
Yeah, but all that information is on the Instagram post.
Okay, so go to the Instagram post and just follow the directions.
Yeah, basically.
Okay,
that's better instructions. Because I was over here trying to craft some funny comment, and I don't have time for that.
Right. So good luck, everyone. More Disney tickets there on IG. Next order of business, we got some T-shirts in the mail.
Oh,
and a nice little letter. And we got a letter.
Oh, read it.
I just want to shout out Todd Newbert, Sir Todrick's Print on Demand. He sent us all some shirts that he designed.
Let me take a look at this shirt.
He said that he is an 18-year combat veteran of the U.S. Army. And after he served, he started his own shirt printing business. And he loves it. It gives him a creative outlet, a way to connect with people. It's been an incredible experience for him. And so he made these St. Patrick's Day shirts coming up for us since it's coming up. Thank you so much.
These are awesome for St. Patrick's Day. It's got Wild 94.9 on it and big shamrock in the middle. I love this.
Very cool. If you want to check out his Instagram, it's Sir_Todrick's.
I know Sir Todrick's.
_T's. Sir Todrick's Custom T's, but underscores between every word. You know him?
Well, we traded some emails of the year, and I feel like maybe he has sent us some shirts before. I can't remember. But yeah.
Maybe
no, he's an awesome guy.
I love how...
Thank you very much for the shirts.
Thank you very much,
Todd.
It was our boss who pointed out that he used AI to create the design, though, but we're not going to talk about that.
Wow. Shots fired right at Todd.
I love the shirts.
Yeah.
It was our boss who was like, I think he used AI. A lot of the words in the background, they don't make sense. They're not like words. They're just symbols.
Well, this isn't... It's his own artistic interpretation.
It's 2025. I don't even care if it's AI. The shirts look cool.
Yeah. Yes.
Thank you for that.
He was just mad he didn't get one.
I know.
Yeah.
All right, Graham, we need an update on the house.
We got to talk about what's comedy that is my house and mostly... the things that ruin my sleep every night. Because two nights ago, it was the smoke detector that was going off. And it was the one that was super high up. And it was in my daughter's room. And so then, you know, that just destroyed the entire night. Because it's chirping. My daughter can't sleep. Then the dog's barking. And that ruined two nights ago my sleep. And I fixed that yesterday. I had to get a huge ladder out, get up there, take the thing apart. It wasn't getting power. It wasn't just everyone's like, you just changed the battery. No, it was not just to change the battery. I had to go find another smoke detector in the hallway where power came to that one, and it wasn't going from there to the next one, and I had to fix the connection in there that wasn't right, and then go and then replace the battery, and then go fix the other one. So it ended up being like...
Oh, my God.
It ended up being kind of a job, but whatever. All right, I fixed that, and I was like... As Kate and I got into bed last night, I was like, nothing can stop us now. This is going to be the night we're finally going to get some sleep. Because I'm the lone survivor in my household right now.
Oh
my kids
gosh.
Are sick. My wife is sick.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, everybody needs a good night's sleep. We get everybody into bed early again. And Kate is exhausted. She's probably asleep by like 7:45. I'm like, this is the night we're finally going to just get some sleep. Oh, except that last night, our TV turned on in the night. 5 times the TV turned on.
By itself?
Now, it's not by itself. We have two remotes to this TV. And my wife had one of them on her nightstand and one of them that my daughter had had because they were watching some TV right before bed in our room.
Okay.
And we don't know where the remote went. And it's buried in the covers somewhere or whatever. I think it was under our dog who sleeps in between us because every time the dog rolled over, the TV turned on. And we could not find it, you guys. The remote, it's unfindable. I think maybe it's that or it fell behind like the headboard of the mattress and it's getting pinched back there somewhere. I don't know, but it must be the most sensitive remote of all time because the TV would just turn on in the middle and it makes that boom, boom, boom noise as it comes and the whole room lights up. And then
anything good? Like what was on TV?
No, it just brings us to the home screen and it makes a very loud, but it makes a pretty loud noise. And you can't, it's because people are probably like, well, why didn't you just unplug it? Because it's one of the ones that's mounted on the wall and it's mounted really tight to the wall and you'd have to take the TV off the wall because all the cords and everything are in a box.
Nothing I put in your everything house has an easy fix.
I put everything in a box behind the wall so there's no cord hanging down, you know, so I would have had to take the TV off the wall. So each time the TV turned on in the night when my dog wiggled or whatever, then my wife would grab her remote and then turn it back off again. But it happened five times last night. My kids slept through the night. No smoke detectors went off. Everything else was fine. Our stupid TV turned off five times.
Maybe
this is
you'll
ridiculous.
Actually get some sleep this weekend. Oh, no, because the kids have sports really early. And then so you're going to be up.
Baseball and softball.
Crack of dawn because of that. So.
I'm still convinced there's something paranormal happening at your house, Graham.
If I find if I go home and find the remote in a ghost's hand today,
that doesn't even make sense.
I will totally agree with you. Like, oh, I knew
what
it.
What if
someone
you find the remote, but it still keeps happening?
Then I will. Then I'm on board.
Okay.
But the fact that one remote was missing leads me to believe that it was under Hambone.
All right. Thank you for sharing, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Time for
the four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
All right, so I want to remind you, tomorrow is International Women's Day, you know, every March 8th.
Yes!
So celebrate that woman or women in your life, back rubs, foot rubs, buy them something nice.
Is that what we're supposed to do on International Women's Day?
Yeah. No, I don't know.
It was like a day of like women's empowerment.
That too, but we also like, you know, we like massages.
Got it.
And then a quick reminder, Sunday, daylight savings, make sure to roll your clocks forward. back. We're going forward.
Oh, is this the one where we lose an hour?
Yes, it is.
Dang it.
I know.
Steph Curry once again doing things only Steph Curry can do. The Warriors were in Brooklyn last night taking on the Nets, and at the end of the first half, he hit a circus shot, a turnaround, high-arcing heave from near half court, and he just buried it as the clock ran out. Curry hit 7 threes in the game, finished with 40 points as the Warriors beat the Nets 121-119. Warriors now come back to Chase Center. They're going to host the Pistons tomorrow night.
Nice. For today, we'll see mostly clear skies. Highs will be in the upper 50s. No rain is in the forecast for this weekend, you guys.
Nice.
Partly cloudy skies ahead of the time change on Sunday. Why are you laughing, Sam?
I'm not. Go ahead, Sam.
Oh, okay. Hey, Pisces besties.
Hey,
your day today is going to be an 8. Unexpected news could distract you from fun and romance. Ignore rumors or gossip. Stay forgiving with miscommunications. Go for substance over symbolism. Prioritize love.
Miscommunications, because you know we're in Mercury retro shade.
That's true. Right
now. Don't forget.
Uh-oh.
The retro shade is happening right now. All right, so is calling Generation Beta an insult?
Sounds insulting.
Do you guys know what Generation Beta is?
Nope.
It's the new generation. This one just started on January 1st. It's now those born between 2025 and 2039.
Oh, wow.
Oh, so we're at the very...
Generation Beta.
Gen Beta doesn't even know they're Gen Beta yet.
Not yet.
They're not old enough.
No. This is a brand new thing. And there's a lot of people wondering if it being called Generation Beta is offensive. Because you know how... we have like things are alpha and things are Ohio and things are like
Sigma.
Beta and Sigma.
Uh-huh.
And where alpha is like, you know, the good one, beta is not so great. Like, what else are you supposed to name it? It's just what comes after alpha in the Greek alphabet. So duh, that's what it's going to be called for now.
So wait, we have a Gen Alpha right now?
Yes.
Yeah.
How old are they?
Teens, right?
They're like,
like elementary.
Yeah, we have
middle,
Gen Z and then it goes Gen maybe. Alpha. Like my daughter, who I can't talk about on the air because I've been banned, she's Gen Alpha.
She's a Gen Alpha.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know there's anything past Gen Z because every article is Gen Z thinks this.
Gen Z's
bad. Mad about this. Gen Z thinks this is not cool. Gen Z, everything is Gen Z. So I didn't know. Okay.
So is calling it Gen Beta, is this problematic?
I don't think so.
No, I mean, because
I
the name
think so either,
implies
but...
that it's weaker or something next yeah. to the alphas.
Yeah, that it's just not the it's not the good one. Yeah, it's used as an insult with Gen Alpha.
By the time Gen Beta grows up, they're not even gonna think about it like that.
And no one's gonna be using these words then, right? I hope not.
Do the names have to follow the Greek alphabet?
That's a good point.
Because we have millennials. I don't remember the letter millennial being in the Greek alphabet anywhere. Do
That's
you?
That's a good point. No. So what I read is that like Gen Alpha and Gen Beta, that these are like temporary names until they get like an actual name. But I don't know if that's true or not, because Gen Z was just always Gen Z and it hasn't changed. Gen Alpha, I mean, how long are we going to wait until we give them a new name? Like, it's just Gen Alpha. I think this is what you're stuck with.
I think Gen Z is, that one's cemented. That's stuck, yeah.
Yes.
Gen Alpha.
So what were millennials before they were millennials?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know.
Hmm.
I wasn't born.
Well, Gen Y would be the...
Are they Gen Y?
I don't know. Are they the ones before Gen Z? So maybe they were Gen
Y.
And then because they're, you know, the millennium, then they're like, oh, we'll call them millennials.
Oh.
I don't know. Maybe they did earn their little nickname.
Oh, and then Gen X.
Gen X is a thing before
that's
that.
That's a thing.
Uh-huh. Oh, they were Generation Y.
Yeah, so maybe.
According to Google.
Okay, so they did run through the alphabet.
So unless they get
I love how we're figuring this out in real time. Thank you for joining us on this ride. Thanks for doing your research, department.
Yeah, well, so I guess unless they get some cooler nickname, then you just get stuck with whatever it is. Like
yeah.
the baby boomers were Gen
X.
I think they were before that, weren't they?
No. It was boomers, then Gen X, then Gen
thank
Y.
Thank you. So thank you. As we're learning this in real time. You were right, Graham. So maybe that, you know, unless you get some cool, unless some significant event that's tied to your generation, then you just get your, sorry, Gen Beta.
That's just what you are for now.
That's going to be like Gen Climate Change, like climate disaster.
Gen AI.
Or something.
God.
Yeah.
AI
yeah.
takeover.
Gen end of the world.
That's so sad.
Writing's true. Writing's on the wall.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. Happy Friday. So this weekend we were tearing up my floors and my cousin was here and I was tearing up the tile and I was like, yeah, look, I can tear up tile and educate the future. And my cousin stopped dead and he looked at me and he said, children aren't the future anymore. AI is. And I, woof, that one was painful. That one was a painful one. I mean, I don't believe it. I just, wow.
But it's true.
Oh, that's true. I'm going to be an old grandpa someday. My little AI bots are going to gather around. I'm going to tell them stories. I'm going to be tucking little AI things into bed at night. Like, oh,
and
it's going to be so cute. Oh,
they're going to be smarter than you, so they're going to be correcting your stories, actually.
Yeah, they're going to be like, nah, that's not how it went. Nope, that's not how it goes.
Oh, my God, that's so
scary.
True. Hey, before we get to this... bad information. There's no way to lighten this up. I'm sorry, but bad news for anyone that has tattoos. Graham, can I ask you how you shower?
That's a personal question.
Yeah, I know, but I saw a video and it's on JV Morning Show. I'm just going to explain, you know, what it is. It's a wife asking her husband, can you just show everybody, you know, how you just explained to me that you shower? And he showed that he washes his face and then he washes one triangular area on his body, his like lower stomach. And then he goes downward to the crotchel and then back up like a little triangle situation. And that's it. Shower done.
It's a pretty good little shower. Doesn't nothing on the backside?
He said
like a little credit card motion and that's it.
Good. That's
and
needed.
And that's it?
That's needed. You need to do something back there. You can't
need to
avoid
wash
that.
Everything.
Well,
you're already in the shower. Why don't you just wash everything?
We've talked about this. You know, what is not, you know, are you scrubbing your back with soap every day? Like, how? I can't reach back there. What am I supposed to, how am I supposed to shower? How am I supposed to scrub back there?
Well,
I can't.
You use something that helps you
Yeah,
reach.
They have like the long ones.
Whoa.
Oh,
no, that's not a thing.
Yeah.
There's already one long one in my shower. There ain't room for two,
I mean?
Selena.
Like, the things with the long handle so you can reach all those hard to reach places.
You think dudes are in there with a back,
you should be.
Like a scrub brush?
You should be.
Why? The back.
You're the one middle... complaining about not being able to reach your back.
But the middle of my back didn't roll around in the mud. Do you know what I mean? Like,
but
what,
still,
what did
but
it
if
do?
You were sweating
it?
For 27 years, that's a spot you haven't washed. I mean, come on, it needs to be cleaned.
When I'm sweating, the water hitting my back rinses it off. And whatever soap got on my shoulders, that runs down the middle of my back.
But like, you have dead skin cells that are just accumulating.
Right? Oh, man, I can't wait.
Just a mountain of skin cells.
You guys can perform a scientific experiment to me. Let's look at that. Let's analyze that area and then analyze my shoulders that do get washed. And then you tell me if there's any difference in the skin. Spoiler alert, there's not.
Okay,
it's the same.
Wash the shoulders, at least.
I hit every... Look, you guys cackle at me because I use bar soap. I hit everywhere with the bar soap. I mean, it's just a quick swipe, though. I'm not using a loofah or like any scrubber like you would prefer, I guess. Okay.
I'm just asking.
That bar of soap glides around my whole body.
At least you do more than this guy on TikTok. If you want to see that video, JV Morning Show. All right, Grandma, what do you have?
All right, this is bad news for people with tattoos because we have yet another study confirming, well, not confirming, but showing that there is likely an increase in your cancer risk if you have tattoos. In this new Danish study, in one of their health journals, they found an increased risk of skin cancer between 33 and 62%. I don't know why the range there is so wide, but that is a big increase. And they said the likelihood of your cancer risk increases if you have larger tattoos. They say what's at play here is that the ink particles get into your skin, they get into your, then obviously they're into your skin, then they get into the rest of your system and they can migrate and accumulate in different lymph nodes. Once they're building up in those lymph nodes, then your body perceives them as foreign substances and your immune system response kicks in and is trying to attack them and do something with them. And that increased immune response may be detracting from your own immune system's ability to fight off other things, and now you've got a weakened system and has other health consequences. One of them being skin cancer.
Oh my God.
Now, according to this, they estimate that 32% of Americans have a tattoo. Jess, you don't have one, right?
I don't. I want to.
You want one.
Even knowing this information?
You want some skin cancer.
This brings my percentage down a little lower on my want scale.
What percent are we at now?
Maybe like 89.
We're at 89%.
Still pretty high.
And Selena's a regular Pete Davidson. She's covered.
I'm not covered in tattoos.
Well, how many do you have?
I don't know.
There you go. You're Pete Davidson. When you don't know how many tattoos you have, you've crossed over. You're Adam Levine.
No, I'm not.
You are.
No, I'm not.
I'm just sorry. If you don't know how many you have, then you've got a lot of tattoos, right?
I mean, I have enough to lose
Selena's
count.
Selena's like furiously trying to add them up in her head so she can come back and be like, I have 12.
But I'm not covered like an Adam Levine or Pete Davidson.
Would this stop you from getting new ones in the future?
No.
Damage is done now. They say if you have a tattoo that's bigger than the palm of your hand, that more than doubles a person's risk of skin cancer and nearly triples their risk of some sort of a type of lymphoma, which is cancer of the lymph nodes. So the bigger the tattoo, the more your odds of these things increasing.
But also, we put in our bodies nowadays, right, has some sort of risk at this point.
Yeah, no, I mean, trust me, your environment that you're exposed to and the foods that you eat and the water that you drink and the microplastics and all that stuff, it is all a factor. But this one there, more definitively tied to, the ink that's getting into your system from the...
That's actually really interesting. What if I have this, though? Because you guys know I have a weakened immune system. I'm sick all the time.
You are. That is true. And do you have a tattoo that's bigger than the palm of your hand?
I don't know.
She doesn't know because she doesn't remember how many tattoos she has.
I think she does.
I think I have some that are bigger, but the ink is like spread out. So it's not like I have just...
Oh, they're not like filled in other words.
Yeah, right. So it's not like I have a blotch of ink bigger than my palm.
One big solid one.
Yeah.
But I think if you add them all up, it makes...
She can't add them all up. She doesn't know.
Yeah, if I put all the ink together, then it's bigger than the palm of my hand.
Right. Uh-oh.
But it's like spread out.
Uh-oh.
I know. This is not great. It's not great.
Good.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Okay, so Pamela Anderson's team has weighed in on these conversations, these rumors that Meghan Markle just went ahead and copied her entire cooking show. You know, we covered this a couple weeks ago before Meghan's show came out with Love, Meghan. It's now out on Netflix. And then Pamela's show, Cooking, it's called Pamela's Cooking with Love. This dropped, I want to say, in January. So it was out first, but it was really those trailers that people were looking at because Meghan's show hadn't been released yet. And they're like, oh my God, everything is exactly the same from the aesthetic. They're both like cooking. They're just very, very very similar. And now that they're both out, the co-creator of Pamela's show has weighed in. Jesse Fawcett, this is what he told the Daily Mail. "We take pride in planting the first seeds, creating original, distinctive programming that audiences love. And it's a compliment to see our work with Miss Anderson resonate so strongly."
Wow. Little shot there.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Teensy little shot fired.
If you're wondering how Megan's show is doing in the ratings, just to compare to, you know, to Pamela's show, her show premiered with a 9.8 out of 10 on IMDb. Meanwhile, Megan's show, 2.7 out of 10.
Rough.
But Megan was still online celebrating the success of the show just because it did make Netflix's top 10.
Yeah.
People and went to see how awful it was.
Yeah, I think so.
I think even Drew Barrymore recently had Meghan Markle on her show, too.
She did. So. I saw that. I haven't heard anything good about this show.
Me either.
Just FYI. But I will say that all the negativity, it makes me just want to watch just the one episode just to see what it's like and how it's so bad.
I know. I'm kind of curious.
I want to see it for myself.
But if you catch me watching a cooking show with Meghan Markle, I'll punch my own self.
One more pretty crazy Netflix story. So, Unsolved Mysteries. Do you guys watch this on Netflix?
I've watched it before, yes.
I've caught a few episodes. So, Volume 3, Episode 9, it's an episode called Abducted by a Parent, about a boy who was only 7 years old when he was abducted by his mom. And there's been this seven-year-long search ever since. This episode aired on 2022, and the kid, who is now 14... Abdul Aziz Khan, he's just been found.
Whoa.
And we don't know if it's a direct result of Netflix, you know, having this as an episode, but he has been found in Colorado with his mom and another man who she was with. They were arrested.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
I bet you it did have something to do with it, because the increased awareness that shows or these podcasts provide on cold cases and cases of missing people or unsolved anything. It's incredible. The amount of reach, somebody that knows somebody that heard something and all these tips come flooding in.
Probably.
Most of them probably lead to nothing, but every now and again you get that one that does.
Yeah. Crazy. Whoa. All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, another Bay Area school announcing that they will also be making cuts to their athletics program. This time, San Francisco State University. Go Gators!
Wow. Are they the Gators?
They are, and I don't know why. We don't have any Gators here. They are going to be making some cuts due to a very large budget deficit that the school is facing. Sports teams that are getting axed. Baseball and men's soccer. Take a moment and say your goodbyes to those.
Wow.
They will be eliminated July 1st. That's coming up. Additionally, women's track and field will no longer compete during the indoor season, but operate only during the outdoor season to distance events. I don't know why, but maybe that saves them money not having to host indoor track and field events. I don't know. It says it's going to affect around 44 student athletes, so that's not a huge, huge number. We know, but they said annually that will amount to $800,000 to $1 million in savings every single year by reducing the sports programs and cutting two of them entirely. Sonoma State University, we know they announced in January that they were getting rid of all of their athletic programs to try to rectify a $24 million budget deficit. A lot of people very upset about that one. Our thoughts and prayers still with the Sea Wolves.
They're not the Sea Wolves. Are they the
Sea
Wolves?
Yes, they are.
Oh, I thought you were joking.
That one does sound made up.
Yeah, so obviously it's the Gators.
Yeah, but can someone explain to me why were the Gators? I feel like we've talked about this. I've never gotten an answer. Why is San Francisco
sorry,
the Gators?
SF State does not give Gator vibes. I'm sorry.
And anytime SF State Gators, I think South Florida State Gators
now
or something. You know, and I'm
make
like, okay,
more
that makes sense.
Sense.
Am I reading about the right SF State?
San Francisco State Gators. Interesting. All right. Well, thank you, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Before we get to What the Bleep, you need to know that Disney tickets on the JV Show have ended, sadly. But it's not over.
Not entirely.
It's not over. We have a chance for you to win a 4-pack on our Instagram. Go to JV Morning Show. All the details, you know, on how to enter to win, all the information is right there.
Morning, JV Show. This is Christine from Napa. So I went to your Instagram for that Disneyland tickets giveaway. The picture does not give you any instructions. So what do we do? Thanks.
Can I handle this one?
Please.
Christine from Napa, you're giving us people from Napa a bad name here because maybe not all the information's in the picture, but right below it in the caption is where the rest of the information is.
The
so
caption.
You just have to...
want you to win these tickets.
Just a slight scroll down and it all everything you
everything
need.
Everything is there.
Right there.
Mm-hmm. Hi, this is Evelyn from Morgan Hill. Good morning, guys. Here, proud Gator alumni. So we are named the Gators because of course, San Francisco Golden Gate Gators. All right, have a great morning, guys. Bye.
We were talking about San Francisco State University announced they're going to be cutting some of their sports programs for a budget deficit. And I was like, why are they the Gators? I don't get this. I always think of South Florida when I see SF State Gators. Now, she's saying it is, and I fact checked her that talk back. She's right. That's what the original name Gators came from. But what I don't get is why it transitioned to being an actual alligator. Because if you look at San Francisco State's mascot, it's not the Golden Gate Bridge. It is a alligator, and you would think if they're this SF State Gators, it'd be spelled with an E-R-S instead of an O-R-S, but they are, in fact, the Gators with an alligator, and maybe it just, you know, maybe they wanted a fun animal mascot, and the name Gator just became that. But
okay,
like,
that makes a little more sense, though.
I still feel like they missed an opportunity to have a cool Golden Gate Bridge logo and be like the Gators.
Like Gator.
The Golden Gators.
Hey, thank you for explaining that for us. All right, let's get to What the Bleep, where you can win a JV Show Chug Mug. You just got to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. As always, leave your guesses on the talkback mic. You guys ready for today's clip?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Sometimes when I'm alone in my car, I use that time to myself. And I think more people need to try this.
Have you guys?
Whoa, I know. Think so.
What happens when a truck that's higher than your car pulls up next to you and can see down into your car?
You don't even have tinted windows.
I don't. Right. I need to get that taken care of.
That part's dangerous. But
people
to answer,
have seen some things.
But to answer your question, yeah, I've done that. All right, think about what that bleeped out word while driving. Think about what that bleeped out word is, and then whip out your iHeartRadio app. Carefully while you whip it out while you're driving, because if a car next to you is higher than you, they can see right down into your car. But whip out that iHeart. Right. Whip it out and then hit that talkback mic button. Leave us your name and your city along with your guest.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
So we're playing What the Bleep, where you can win this JV Show chug mug. Just got to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. Now, in case you missed our clip of the day, here it is.
Sometimes when I'm alone in my car, I use that time to myself, and I think more people need to try this.
Whoa.
Just everyone's give it a try. Just driving around, just doing that. Everyone's crashing into so stop signs and stuff.
That's why I hit so many curves.
Right.
That
makes sense.
All right. Well, let's go to your guesses, because we don't know what that word is. We do know it's something clean. To the talkbacks.
Hi, good morning. This is Vicky from El Sabrante. I'm guessing the bleep that word is relax. Thank you.
To relax myself. Deep breaths.
That's not a bad thing for people to do.
That's okay. I'll allow it.
Yeah.
Hi, JV Show. This is Javen, and I think the bleeped out word is acknowledge. Thank you. Have a good day.
Acknowledge yourself.
To validate your feelings.
Present, you know?
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Good guess, but not it.
Morning, JV Show. This is Janessa from Vallejo. I think the bleeped out word is groom. Thanks, y'all. Happy Friday.
To groom yourself.
What?
Bring out the scissors and you shape that thing up.
Yeah, and the shaver and the tweezers and some wax. Yeah. A lot of grooming.
I'll try that once, I guess.
Continue to leave your guesses. What do you think today's bleeped out word is?
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. Happy Friday. You guys feel those Friday vibes?
I'm feeling them right now.
Right, and hopefully we can give somebody a JV Show chug mug. We're playing What the Bleep, where all you got to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. Now, in case you missed today's clip, here it is.
Sometimes when I'm alone in my car, I use that time to myself, and I think more people need to try this.
You're sick. You're sick, Jess. Yeah. All right, let's go to your talk backs.
Hi, guys. Good morning. This is Linda in San Jose. I'm on my way to drop off my daughter at school. Go Baker Bobcats. I feel that the bleeped out word is ground. She needs time to ground herself when she's in the car. Thanks. Have a good day.
That's a good guess.
That is a good guess.
Ground yourself.
Yes.
How do you do that, by the way? Asking for a friend.
I don't know. I
thought
just that
close your eyes and think.
Oh. I thought when you when you were like grounding yourself, you had to like be stepping on some sand.
Yeah, I thought
you had to take
your shoes off and like ground and then get, you know, feet to soil.
Yeah, that's true. I'm not doing that. Nope.
Hey, JV Show. This is Julie from Bay Point. I think the missing word is massage.
Oh,
have a great day.
Massage.
That's a good guess.
That would be weird. That'd be very, very weird, especially without those tinted windows.
Why would that be weird? Give yourself a little self-massage? Sometimes that, you know, if you got a kink in your neck or something, or your groin, and you got to work it out.
But it's never as good as somebody else, you know, giving you a massage.
Yeah, it doesn't feel the same.
Sometimes you have a knot, like, you know, right there in the crotch, and you have got to work it out.
Yeah.
Right.
Totally normal.
Hi, JV Show. This is Jill from Morgan Hill. I think the bleeped out word is center. She needs to center herself.
You ever do that, Jess?
How do you center yourself?
Yeah, I don't know what that would look like.
That, I think you just close your eyes and you just think.
Yeah, but
or
what
you
if
try
just,
not to think.
That's what I mean. Like, center yourself seems like something, you know, that maybe yoga or meditation teaches you. I don't know. I'd close my eyes and think, and it'd be like fart jokes and stuff. You know, like, that's defeating the purpose,
yeah,
right?
Yes.
It's the opposite.
Yo, what up, guys? Happy Friday. Yo, Graham, congratulations on finishing that house.
Thank you.
Man, that's a big accomplishment. My name is Sal, calling out of Richmond. I think the bleeped out word is motivate. I think she sits in the car and motivates herself before she gets out. I think we all do. Have a great one, guys.
Hey, you too. Yes, you got it. All right, here's today's clip, unbleeped.
Sometimes when I'm alone in my car, I use that time to motivate myself. And I think more people need to try this.
Mm-hmm. Especially before the gym.
Okay, so are you
that's
in there?
That's the only time.
Just like, if you had one shot, one opportunity to seize everything you ever wanted, would you capture it? Are you in there like,
I mean,
mom spaghetti, vomit
playing,
on your sweater already?
Then yes. No, I think it's more like I'll be scrolling through like motivational videos and I'm like, yeah, you know what? Like, I need to get in that
oh,
gym.
Oh, you actually do that?
And I need to, well, motivational videos as in like workout videos of people that look really good that I want to look like.
Okay.
So, yeah. So then
I like that.
I'll look at their videos and like see kind of what kind of workouts that I want to do for that.
Yeah, there are some good workout videos on Instagram that I've seen.
Wow, Graham. What videos are you looking at?
Just saying, there's a lot of ladies exercising on Instagram. That's the thing. And then you look in the mirror and you're like, I can do this. I can go to the gym today.
Yeah.
All right. Interesting.
But it takes me a while. I'm usually in my car for like 10 minutes before I go in.
I would fall asleep. All right. Let's give some shout outs first. Sal in Richmond. What's up, Sal?
What's up?
He had the very first correct answer this morning. Nice job, my man. Brand new JV Show 2024 Chug Mug coming your way. Because we haven't gotten the 2025
yet,
ones yet. But
they're on the way.
They're still, the 2024 ones are still good. All right, only a couple other people got the correct answer this morning. A lot of other people were, you know, saying ground or center or relax. Those were all very good guesses. Mm-hmm. But Jess is in the car trying to motivate. Rosie in Castro Valley had it. So did our buddy Matthew. Not sure he said where he's from. Marisol in Daly City had it. And that's about it, you guys.
That's it?
Mm-hmm. Kind of disappointed. Mildly disappointed. Thought more people would get that one.
It was a bit of a tricky one.
It was a little tricky.
Good job, you guys. Thank you to everyone for playing. Next on the JV Show. By the way, we're going to do it again Monday, obviously. 7:05 here on the JV Show.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Before we get to the Yup Nope game.
Good morning, JV Show. It used to be my dad's birthday, but you forgot to give him a shout-out. So I wanted to give him a shout-out today. And my name is Maya, and my sister's Kaylani, Kalea, and Brianna, and my dad's name is called Eric and Nicole, my mom's name.
Lovely.
Okay, happy birthday, Eric.
Birthday.
I'm sorry, we forgot to shout you out.
Totally forgot.
Nobody DM'd me or left to talk about it. But
hey, but it's our fault. We're so sorry about that.
Yeah, happy birthday,
happy
Eric.
Happy birthday.
Who gives a fart?
Eric.
That's
all right,
true.
Let's go to the phones. Wild 94.9. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Sean from Valette.
Whoa!
Oh, is
your
he part
phone of is glitching.
Robot? He's AI.
Sean, do me a favor. Can you say something again?
Sean from Vallejo.
Okay. Oh, there he is. You're back to normal. That was really weird.
It came through very digitized.
Hey, Sean, so here's how this is going to work, because you are caller 20. You're going to be playing the JV Show Yup Nope game. However, you didn't win your big-time rush tickets just yet. You got to play and then win them. We're going to ask you four trivia questions. Just got to get three correct, and that's it. The tickets are yours, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, here's question number one. What is the correct term for the spikes on a porcupine?
Quill.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Those are quills.
That was just a warm-up.
You don't want to get stuck by one of those things. Ouch. All right, question number two. For a music artist's album to go platinum, how many copies must it sell?
Go platinum?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
A million?
Yep. That's the number. A million. That's a lot.
All right. We are on a roll. Question number three. In which U.S. state will you find the massive car racetrack Talladega Super Speedway?
Florida.
Nope.
It's close. It's in good old Alabama.
Yep.
Oh. I would have guessed Florida, too, on that one. All right. Question number four. You need this one to win the game. Shaken, not stirred. Is the way that what iconic movie character likes his martinis?
That would be 007 James Bond.
Yep. Yeah.
And that would be correct.
Good
done.
Job, Sean. You just won a pair of tickets to see Big Time Rush. Wait, who do you have with you? I hear a lot of voices back there.
Yeah, I got my three kids, Samuel, Sebastian, and Grayson. We were hoping for Disneyland tickets, but we're happy for what we got.
Yeah, sorry. I know. Hey, you guys did win Big Time Rush. Congratulations.
Nice job, guys. Nice job.
And just FYI, there is another way to win Disney tickets. It's on our Instagram. So, Dad, get on Instagram, JV Morning Show. All your instructions are right there. Yep. We're giving away a 4-pack, okay?
Sounds good.
All right. Congrats, you guys. Hang on. Graham, we got some shout-outs.
We do. My DMs are on fire. Let's try to get through these. G-Money, can you, the king of farts, greet my son, Abel, the king of poops? It's his birthday on Saturday. He is turning 7. You guys are number one in our household.
And my daughter thinks I'm embarrassed.
Thank you for making our mornings fun, and that is from Joanna. So happy, happy birthday, Abel, the king of poops.
Who gives a fart?
Another one here. Good morning, Graham. Can you please give a shout-out to our beautiful, caring, and kind daughter, Sophia? She turns 7 tomorrow on Saturday. We listen to you guys every morning on the way to school. It means so much to give her a birthday shout out. We love you so much, Sophia. Keep shining bright. Love Mom, Dad, and Callan. So happy birthday, Sophia.
Who gives a fart?
Dad, my DMs. I want to give a special shout out to my son, Santos, who's becoming a teenager today. We listen every morning to you guys. It'd mean a lot if you got to hear the shout out on the radio. Love you guys. That is from Dad and Felicia. So happy birthday, Santos.
Who gives a
happy
fart?
Birthday.
And another one. Hey, Graham, just want to see if you give my daughter, Mia Ramirez, a huge shout out. She has started a beatable pen and badge real business called Mia Makes Pens, and she's been working really hard on it and making sales and growing her business, and me and her mom are really proud of her. Can't wait to see how far she goes in life. She'll be at the children's business fair in Hayward this Sunday if anybody wants to check her out. Woo! And you guys can give her a follow on Instagram and check out her work at Mia Makes Pens. And that is from Proud Dad Jose. So shout out to Mia.
Aww,
keep up the good work.
So
who gives
cute.
A fart?
Another one. Good morning, Graham. Would you please wish my amazing, beautiful wife, Aona, a happy birthday today? I just want to remind her how incredible she is, not only as my wife, but as the most loving and devoted mother to our two beautiful daughters. Love you, my queen. And that is from Ilya.
Who gives a fart?
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Another one, birthday alert, just your friendly neighborhood cool mom sliding into your DMs. Wanted to give a big shout out to my amazing daughter, Lena, on her 11th birthday. It's tomorrow. We're making memories, probably chaos, because this Saturday at the Sharks game, I'm bringing 30 of her closest friends. Oh, my God.
Well, are you joking?
30 of friends
this
to
a
Sharks
joke.
Game. Wish me luck. I'll need it. And, of course, go Sharks. But who gives a fart? Good point. That's from Kelly.
Who gives a
Happy
fart?
Happy birthday, Lena. Have fun. Good luck, Mom, with all that.
Oh, my God.
Another one. Hey, Graham, I was wondering if you give my mom a birthday shout-out since her birthday's on Saturday. She's the best mom ever, and I love her so, so much. Me and my brother hope she has a good birthday weekend. That's from Nena, Zandy, and Shaquise. Happy birthday,
Happy
Mom.
Happy birthday.
Who gives a fart?
Another one, TGIF. Graham, can you please give my gorgeous 9-year-old daughter, Mila Rose, a good luck shout-out? Tomorrow's her last basketball game for the season, and she's a star on the court. And I'm not just saying that because I'm her mom. We love her so much. We're so proud of you, baby girl. That's from Mommy, Daddy, twin brothers, James, Joseph, and brother Kai. Go Warriors. All right. Shout out to Mila Rose. Hey, Graham, sliding into your DMs. Wish our favorite son, Julian, a happy 14th birthday. Looking forward to celebrate you all weekend, son. We love you. That's from Mom, Dad, Ata, and
Happy
Jayla.
Birthday.
Who gives a fart?
Another one. Hey, Graham, can you please give a special shout out and greet our one and only favorite youngest son, Jonah Conley. He's turning 12 on Saturday. We listen to you guys every morning on our way to school. Happy birthday, Bunzo. Love you.
Bunzo.
And love you. Your favorite mom, your favorite dada, and your favorite Kuya, GT. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
There. One last one. Hey, Graham, if you give my son DJ a shout-out, it's his birthday tomorrow. He's turning 4. We listen to you guys and the squad every morning on the way to school. He loves you guys, but, of course, who gives a fart? And that is from Dad David.
That's a great point.
Who gives
happy
a fart?
Birthday, DJ.
To everybody celebrating this weekend. Take a deep breath, Graham.
Yeah,
we're moving on.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about
stories happening today in the Bay.
So Justin Timberlake is considering doing this humiliating thing to resurrect his career.
Becoming a professional juggler.
No.
Doing a magic act and like pulling rabbits out of hats.
It's worse.
What? No. Worse than that?
For him, it's worse.
Starting a podcast?
No. Oh. Worse.
I don't know, a Netflix
reality? That's rock bottom. No. I don't know. What?
Reuniting with his old boy band NSYNC.
We're here for that, aren't
yeah.
we?
I'm here for that. I'm saying for him, it's worse. Remember all those reunion talks and it all came down to, well, Justin doesn't want to do it. And without him, there's no NSYNC.
Yeah.
Well, after everything that's been happening with his latest solo tour, you know, fans not knowing any of his new music, fans being mad that he keeps on canceling shows. And he gets why fans are mad. But now he's feeling a little more desperate than ever to keep his career alive and to win fans back over again. So he is actually considering lowering himself from his solo career to reuniting with those NSYNC guys. So a reunion might actually be happening.
This is good. This is good.
This is great news for us.
I think, does he have a bunch of dates left on his tour? Just bring them out with him. Start the show solo and then bring the rest of the guys out let the crowd be happy.
You know what I'm wondering? Because Backstreet Boys, they're doing a reunion tour in Vegas. They're going to be at the Sphere this summer. So I'm kind of wondering if maybe this idea was floated out to NSYNC as well. And maybe now that, you know, his solo stuff ain't really like popping like that, maybe he's actually considering, like, maybe it won't be too bad.
I think it'd be a smart idea for him to join those shows at the Sphere, given, like, I don't know if you've seen anytime an artist does something really cool and innovative at the Sphere, because it's such a cool venue, yeah. It goes viral and you see all these videos of it and stuff. Like, be a part of that. Make that, you know, those shows are going to be a success and would be an even bigger success, obviously, with him on board.
I know.
I think it's a smart move.
I think so too. Mm-hmm. All right, we have one confirmed act for Firefest 2, you guys.
Oh my gosh, what is
it? We talked about this the other day. You know, we were discussing, is this even a real festival? The guy behind it all, Billy McFarlane, he's insisting that yes, it is real. However, Graham, you told us that officials on Isla Mujeres, where the festival is supposed to take place, they were like, we've never heard of this festival.
There's never heard of it.
No permits filed. Well, let me enter this into evidence that it is happening, because we have one confirmed act.
One
confirmed act.
David Copperfield. So he's going to be doing magic.
No.
Is David Copperfield still alive?
I don't know. I hope so.
Okay, never mind.
Antonio Brown told.
Are you serious? He
told. Disgruntled former NFL player Antonio Brown.
Yes.
Last known for swimming around in a pool
naked.
Somewhere with everything
assaulting
out.
People. Yes. Him.
Yeah.
I guess.
What's he going to do?
He's performing, apparently.
Oh, that's right. He raps.
According to him, he's going to be performing at Firefest 2.
He did have that one song. It was kind of catchy. I can't remember it,
but I remember him having any music.
I remember we played some of it. It was pretty good.
I don't know. According to sources, there are other acts that have been confirmed in addition to Antonio Brown that have accepted deals to perform at Firefest. There's even going to be like VIP experiences where some of the artists and celebrities are going to be taking fans on like whale shark excursions, or they're going to be leading like ATV excursions or leading MMA training sessions. It's going to be weird.
This is not going to end well.
Not with Antonio Brown. Nothing he does ends well.
No, this is bad. If this is your big announcement to whet the public's appetite
to
get excited.
This was not an announcement from Firefest. This was Antonio Brown just like walking along a paparazzi, you know, brought up Firefest. And he was like, I'm performing there, you know.
Okay.
This is not from Firefest.
Okay, good. Because if you were leading with that, you're not really putting your best foot forward and not like really building the excitment for the caliber of talent you've got.
Not at all.
It's going to be a train wreck.
But at least there's Fire Festival 2 is going to be huge, you guys.
Graham, I can't believe you're still standing behind this.
I want to go.
Oh, my God.
Can we get free tickets? I'd love to go.
No, you have to pay.
Nope, $1,000. I'm out.
All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, holy space mishaps, you guys. A couple of space things that went wrong this week. First, take a moment, say your goodbyes to SpaceX's most recent Starship rocket. That one blew up yesterday a few minutes after takeoff. This was the 8th test of this very large rocket that is one day supposed to be the vessel that takes astronauts to Mars. Well, it's not going so well right now. People took to social media to post pics of the explosion and the falling debris streaking through the night sky yesterday. SpaceX said that the Starship, quote, experienced an energetic event in its aft section, which resulted in the loss of several engines. Always try to spin the fact that the thing blew up by using some different language. If you recall, the last one just a month ago that they tested also blew up, but they took to social media and said that one experienced a rapid unscheduled disassembly.
Which that was my favorite.
Was the most hilarious explanation for just saying it blew up. And this one blew up again. Now on to another space mishap. Now we just talked about the lander that successfully landed on the moon, the first time a private company landed something fully successfully on the moon. It landed upright and everything was working properly. That just happened like a week ago. Now, we say the first successful landing because a couple months ago, another private company, Intuitive Machines, they landed something on the moon, but remember it landed sideways or kind of upside down.
Yeah.
Well, they had launched another one, and that one had its landing attempt yesterday.
Okay. And
it also landed on its side.
Oh, my God.
And they're not exactly sure where, but it is on the moon somewhere, but it appears to be either upside down or oriented somewhere on its side. So, look, it's not easy landing stuff on that pesky moon.
I love
moon.
How we're judging them as if we could do any better.
I know, but I'm just saying.
But
we
don't claim to.
We have a limitless technology, and dudes back in the 70s were doing it damn near blindfolded.
That's a good
so
point.
So I'm just saying, these are unmanned, though. They don't have a human pilot, and that there is an element there. But, yeah, it's not so easy just to launch something up and have it land safely on the moon. This one's up there somewhere on its side. Well, TBD as to whether or not it's functioning or not.
All right. Well, thank you, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. It's Eric from Hercules. This Sunday is my 12-year anniversary with my beautiful wife, Gladys. I love her so much. We got married at 19 years old and still going strong. We got three beautiful kids. And she's the best mom in the world, so I just wanted to say I love her so much. Thank you so much. Have a good day.
Oh, happy there you go.
Who gives a fart?
Can you imagine being married to Eric from Hercules since you were 19?
He sounds like a great guy.
I'm kidding. I love Eric that. From Hercules.
All right, before we get to AI, before we get to McDonald's implementing AI, my bad, someone sent a very interesting video clip over to Jess that I think we need to play. Yep. And I we don't need to debate this all over again, but I just think this proves that I'm right, and we'll just leave it there.
Yes, okay. And thank you to Chris. She sent me this on Instagram from a certain mall that opened up in 1994 in Milpitas.
A huge commercial venture that's opened up hundreds of jobs in Milpitas tied up traffic on the Montague Expressway today and sent thousands of people into a shopping frenzy. And with that, the Great Mall opened its doors today, offering the promise of an economic boom.
The Great Mall.
Settled
the Great Mall.
A lot of people slid into my DMs with that video, and I agreed with them. That's why it does sound better.
Thank you.
I like the sound of that old timey newscast too. It sounds like it's from the 50s or something.
What a voice
the 90s,
on
yeah.
that guy.
Very professional.
The Great Mall. Again, we don't need to debate this. We're right. We'll leave it there.
We'll take that W.
Thank you.
All right, so McDonald's, they've announced that they are going to be implementing AI into all of their 43,000 restaurants around the world. Every single one of them getting an AI makeover in an attempt to cut wait times for customers.
Cut human jobs.
Cut their jobs and to make it a, quote, better experience for customers and employees. That's still work there. The upgrades are going to start with internet-connected kitchen equipment.
Huh. Okay. So
why?
Like,
I don't know.
That way your chicken nuggets can text you, like text the person working, hey, the nugs are ready.
We're done.
Get us. It's hot in here.
We're burning up.
Yeah.
AI-enabled drive-thrus. We're going to get to that, in a second. I think this is actually pretty cool. AI-powered tools for managers where they will make sure that orders are accurate and so that restaurants can predict when a piece of equipment has issues before it has to be shut down, like that ice cream machine that's never working.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the McFlurry stuff, like all that. So they'll know ahead of time when it's starting to have issues.
But they won't fix it. That's the problem.
Well, hopefully they will be able to with enough time.
And once the AI manager does such a good job, then you don't need a real human manager. An AI can just manage stuff.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
And then the machines, they're all AI enabled. You know what that means?
They're fixing themselves.
They can start cooking. And they can start cooking your food themselves and fixing themselves.
McDonald's is also looking into computer vision. This is the type of AI behind facial recognition. Recognition. So there's going to be in-store cameras to like determine whether orders are accurate before they go into customers' hands. So like before they go in your bag, there's going to be some type of device that's going to be like, okay, yes, all that goes into that order. Or it can like alert staff like, hey,
forgot the fries.
Yeah.
Interesting. Pretty soon, then they'll just have it aimed at the customers. I'll just walk in and they know
what this guy wants to order. Yeah.
This guy is going to order a number one, and the AI thing will already start cooking that Big Mac before I even open my mouth to order it. And pretty soon, ordering on the app, you won't need to do that. You'll just think it. I want a Big Mac. Boom. Yeah. And you'll get one.
Here it is.
That's the future, you guys. It's the future.
Oh, now they're going to use AI at the drive-thrus. This is what I'm a little less excited about, because they've already tried something like this. I think last year they tried it out only at 100 locations and it didn't end well. Like, it was very unsuccessful and people were saying that they were getting all the wrong stuff, like things that they didn't order, and it just wasn't a good experience for them. And now they're rolling it out everywhere.
Well, we've seen Wendy's do this with their fresh AI.
And I thought people hated that.
All these different ones, but they've gotten better, and these little test markets that they've done them in have been valuable tools, I'm assuming, to troubleshooting any mishaps, because those are the ones we saw go viral. Well, I'm sure they've figured out how to correct those, the majority of those mistakes, and speed it up and not have to pay a human. I mean, that's just,
like,
it is.
It.
It's good. AI gets better and better and better every second of every day. So when they do roll this out, I imagine like it probably works pretty damn good.
And it's going to be, again, every McDonald's location, not just select markets like they do, you know, sometimes. This is, they're just revamping the entire thing. This is happening. AI coming to McDonald's.
So when you no longer have to talk to a human working the register, is that a good thing or a bad thing? Like, for example, if you ever go into a McDonald's, a lot of them have the kiosk. You can just order there. You don't have to talk to a person. You just hit the touchscreen. What type of person are you? Do you guys still walk up to the counter and order, or do you go straight to the kiosk thing?
I still walk up to the counter and order with the person.
Me too.
I feel like the kiosk takes longer, as you're having to like go through everything and find what you're trying to order. Then you got to touch it and it's all greasy and sticky and nasty.
Yeah.
And at the drive-thru, I like having a person there too. So they I'm
gone.
Not really here for this.
They gone. Well, robot arm will swing out. Robot arm will swing out and drop you your food.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Natalie, I'm calling out of Milpitas, California, where I live right by the Great Mall. I went to Wiener Schnitzel's the other day, the drive-thru, and they actually had an AI drive-thru feature, which I loved. I felt weird at first, but then it worked really well. I didn't have to repeat myself many times.
Okay, if it works, I'm not mad at
There's AI wieners now?
Yeah. Whoa, AI everything. It's taking over. Graham, we have a shout-out?
Yeah, I got a DM here. It says, I'm a long-time listener since the 90s Doghouse days. What? Today is my daughter Gianna's 15th birthday. I was wondering if you guys could send her a shout-out. She's been in my car listening to you guys for years. We're going to be listening tomorrow between 8 and 8:30. Boom. Nailed that. We, Miss JV, love listening to you guys on our way to school. Thank you. And that's from Rhiannon. So happy birthday, Gianna. Woo! That's a big one, 15.
Yep. Who gives a fuck?
Oh, that's a great point. All right, Chug Wheel is next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
All right, let's go to the phones. Hi, is this Nick?
Yeah, this is Nick.
Now, Nick, we're friends, right?
Oh, of course.
Do not do what's wrong, Nick, all right? We don't want to chug today, but it's all on you. You have the power to either make us chug or to, you know, just give us 1 week where,
come on,
you know,
Friday,
we don't have
on
to,
us.
Right? All right, so this is chug wheel game. We sent Jess out to the streets, and she asked a random person 8 questions. We're going to go through each question one by one. We're going to stop down. Nick, if you can guess what you think that person on the street said, like how they answered each question, you get a point. If you get 4 points, you win. You're going to get a JV Show chug mug, and then one of us is going to have to spin the chug wheel and drink whatever it lands on. Graham, what are some of the things on the chug wheel this week?
All right, on this morning's wheel, we got chicken bone broth, tonic water, lemon juice, something called bean sprout water. Of course, we have the soup du jour, which is the soup of the day. Chef, what do we got today? Yeah? That doesn't sound good. It's a tomato, and it's from a shelf at 7-Eleven. It's very dusty.
It looks like that's so disgusting.
Had been there about a decade. I picked that up yesterday. Mushroom elixir. Still don't know what that is. And then we have a new space today because it's Friday and trying to have some fun. Dealer's choice. You spin the wheel and it lands on that. You pick what you're chugging.
Oh my!
That's a nice one. That's a friendly space.
The anxiety that I'm having right now. All right, Nick, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, let's find out who Jess talked to.
My name is Jordan. I'm from San Francisco.
Jordan from San Francisco.
Jordan.
All right, let's get to it. Here's question number one.
What type of person are you? Leave the dishes in the sink for a while or wash them immediately after you use them?
All right, Nick, what do you think Jordan said?
Oh, Jordan definitely leaves them in the sink.
Wash them immediately.
Oh, he's a washer.
No.
I'll be honest. I went out with Jess on the street yesterday, and he looked like he leaves the dishes.
Oh, yeah, you're lying.
I think he's lying about that one, but can't judge a book by its cover.
I know Jordan.
All right. Exactly. Jordan is all of us, guys. All right, let's go to the next question.
How many cats does it take someone owning to become a crazy cat lady?
Nick, what do you think question. Jordan said? How many cats before you're a crazy cat lady?
I'm going to go 5.
8.
8?
You say 8?
Yeah. So 7, perfectly normal. You can have 7 cats. Yeah. You're not a crazy cat.
Once you have 8.
I think the number's 3. I don't know. I'll throw that out to you guys.
Nick, you're doing a great job. Keep up the amazing work. Next question.
What do you think is a better look on women? Low-rise jeans or high-rise jeans?
Ooh, what do you think Jordan said?
Oh, he better go low-rise.
I like low-rise jeans better.
Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Thing, do guys like low-rise jeans on women?
Over the ones that go all the way up to your rib cage? Yeah, we like the lower ones.
Yes. I love high-waisted.
Yes, we don't.
But it's like, how are we supposed to tuck in our stomachs? You know what I mean?
it doesn't
make sense.
That's a you problem. That's not us problem. You asked for our opinion, we gave it.
All right, let's go to the next question. Nick, you have 1 point.
What percent do you think people should tip on a takeout food order?
What do you think he said?
Oh, he live in the city? Oh, man, he might be cheap. I don't know. I'm going to say 20.
15?
15. I thought it was 10. What are we doing on takeout orders? 10?
Yeah.
Takeout orders, 10.
Oh, takeout order? Oh, damn, I messed up.
Hey, yeah. Too bad.
In-person dining, 20. Takeout, 10, right? I thought that's what I've been going off of.
Me too.
All right, Nick, I don't want to sugarcoat it, but you got 3 incorrect. You got to start getting some yeses here.
Have you ever slid into someone's DMs on social media that you were romantically interested in?
What do you think he said?
Ooh, he better say yeah.
Of course, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
He says that, like, real confidently. Jordan, have you done that?
That's Nick. What? On the line. Oh.
Yeah.
Sorry, Nick. Have you done that? I'm looking. I got 2 names written down. Nick, have you done that?
Yeah, I've slid into my wife's DMs.
And that's how you guys ended up dating?
Wow.
No. Yeah, we've been together about 20 years now.
Okay. Well, it doesn't count if you slide once you guys are already
together.
That's
not really a slide, but
right.
Well, but like we're like romantically involved, so you know, are romantically interested. So
yeah. All right.
Okay. Fair enough.
All right. Next question.
Do you think men should always open car doors for women if they're on a date?
What do you think Jordan said, Nick? Always open car doors.
Oh, he's going to say yeah.
Yes.
It's 3-3 right now. It's 3-3 with 2 questions to go. Nick just has to get 1 correct.
All right, here is the final question.
If you had to call the coin toss before a major sporting event, would you pick heads or tails? What do you think he said?
He's going heads.
Heads.
That wasn't the final question.
Oh,
so
yeah,
I think
my bad.
There was 1 more, but that is 4-3. And Nick has won the game.
Why? Nick, I thought we were friends. We've been over this.
You did the opposite of
Hey, I tried.
No, you didn't.
That's the thing.
Hey, well, congratulations. We are going to send you a chug mug. Hope you have an amazing weekend. Do you have any plans, by the way?
Yeah, we got some people coming over tomorrow.
Okay, well, it sounds like a good time. Hang on, Nick. Thank you so much for playing.
That last question, it's tails never fails, right? Tails is what you call on the coin toss. In that big moment, the Super Bowl, you call tails. Tails never fails.
I don't know. I might call heads.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, Jess, you're picking the names this week. One of us is going to be spinning the chug wheel and doing some chugging.
We've got to make it 5 out of 8. We have to make it 5 out of 8.
Every time we do that, everyone gets so upset.
All the talkbacks come in so mad.
Yesterday, let me remind you, you said somebody's name would be the only one on.
That's true. Hey, Selena, you overslept yesterday. I think your name should be in there twice.
What? No.
Because you overslept.
You overslept.
And?
There should be some punishment associated with that. And
I think we take mine and Graham's name out. Wait, what is
it? I think you add one more. I think you add Selena's names, and then it's a 50% chance she gets chosen.
We're not. Let's take a vote around.
Let's take a vote in the room. Let's take a vote in the room. You need a 2/3 majority to have Selena's name in there twice. Everyone who wants that to happen, say yay. I.
Wow.
What? You let me hang it, Jess?
What, Jess?
Okay, thank you.
You're a friend.
Okay, I'm just picking because we're stalling.
We got the 2/3 majority vote.
Just pick.
Fine.
Just pick.
If this is me, I'm going to punch him.
See, it's me anyways.
Yes! There is a God.
Oh, thank God. I'm shaking. Me too.
All right.
Sweet
I've been chosen.
Justice.
I've
Sweet
been chosen.
Justice.
Oh, my God.
I'm spinning the chug wheel next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
All right. So I'm going to go. I guess I'm going to go spin.
All right, yes. Selena's coming over to the chug wheel. Her name was chosen this morning. Shout out to our listener, Nick, who won the game and obviously caused one of us to chug. On this morning's chug wheel, if you're just tuning in, mushroom elixir. I don't know what that is, but it's on the wheel. Chicken bone broth, tonic water, lemon juice, bean sprout water. That sounds delicious. We have the soup du jour, which, of course, is the soup of the day. And the chef recommends it's a can of tomato soup that was on a 7-Eleven store shelf for maybe 12 years based on the amount of dust that was on it. And then we have a new space this morning, Dealer's Choice. Selena, you land on that one, Dealer's Choice. You get to pick whatever you want on the wheel.
There's nothing good on this wheel. That's the problem.
What are you talking about? I thought the chef, the soup du jour sounds nice.
I'm getting bean sprout water vibes.
Me too. All right, she's spinning the wheel. The wheel is spinning. It's a good hard spin, and here we go, and it's slowing down. It has landed on mushroom elixir. Oh, the chug wheel is wise. Thank you, mushroom elixir. I don't know what that is.
What is that? Nobody knows what it is.
All I know is it's about to explode in the fridge because it's been there a while.
Great, and that's going to be in my stomach. Oh, my God.
It's going to be exploding.
It'll clear you out. All right.
It's good for digestion, I think.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Jess is wrestling her headphones, and she lost round one. It just pinned her.
Good right now.
That was classic.
Right. I'm tied to the chair
with my nine.
The Bay's number one hit music station. Happy Friday.
Everyone except for me.
That's a great Friday.
I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
And I'm chugging.
Yep. Selena is about to chug. I just poured up the ancient mushroom elixir that she has to chug. It's been in our fridge a while. Jess says the expiration date's still good. I don't know. I poured this out, and I don't know what a mushroom elixir is. And I asked Selena during that last song, do you like mushrooms? And she resoundingly said, no, she doesn't. And she said, who does? I don't know. I love mushrooms. You don't like mushrooms on pizza?
No.
She says no.
Ooh. Mushrooms like the only thing I will not eat on anything.
Someone said, what in the pre-colonoscopy drink?
This is likely going to clean you out, Selena. But Selena is stepping up to chug this. I don't know what this stuff is, and whatever. Good for you to find out. When I poured it, it did have a brown tinge, kind of looked toilet watery, but enjoy. Okay.
Do you want to
see it in
there? Yes. All right, Selena is stepping up.
We're live on Instagram, JV Morning Show.
If you want to watch her. Well, you can't take a sip. You got to chug. No, you go straight into the chug. She just tongued it.
Chug,
all right, she is
chug,
chugging.
Chug, chug, chug,
chug, chug, chug, chug. What in the take a break?
Oh my God.
She just stopped.
It's not
why
bad?
Not? You just started chugging. You got to drink
it's
the
whole.
I don't care if it's burning. It's called chug wheel, meaning chug, you chug, 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 chug. Chug, chug, chug. She's chug. Back chugging. She doesn't look happy. This is the second break she's now taken during one chug. Is this a sanctioned event? She's saying it burns.
Oh, no.
Do that we need a trash can?
No, that means it's working.
No, I need to burp.
Oh, she's got a burp on deck. Let it rip. We're on Instagram Live. JV Morning Show. Come check in. All right, she's back to chugging now for the third time. She better finish it this time, otherwise I got problems. Oh my God, she took another break. I quit.
It burns.
I don't care if it burns. That means it's working.
I'm trying my best.
All right, she's now continuing on the fourth chug. It better be gone this time or I quit the show.
Okay,
she is chugging. Chug. All right, she finished it.
Yay.
All right.
She did it, you guys. She did it.
Do you want me to send a company-wide email to have the bathroom ready?
She's feeling very good right now, though.
Is it giving you clarity?
It feels weird.
Is it giving you energy, clarity, and improving your mood?
No.
It improved my mood, so it is working.
Yeah, you know what? It worked for me. I'm feeling great.
I feel like I have to just do the biggest burp.
Let it rip, just like the old days, Selena.
It's not ready yet. It's not ready yet.
Oh, it's cooking.
Let it marinate.
I'll let you guys know when.
Selena used to be a prolific.
But it's on the horizon.
She used to be a prolific.
Stop
belcher.
Spreading those rumors about me, Graham.
That wasn't a rumor, and you know it.
Why is it spicy?
I don't know.
You know, it's not good.
That's part of the effect.
Yeah, spicy mushrooms.
It's not great. This is not great.
Uh-oh. I think you're going to feel great after, though.
Oh, her face looks bad. Oh,
okay, I'm trying to forget about what
like
just happened.
This is like the sacrifice for good health.
I think she got a pretty easy one. This is a thing. Look, it's improving your energy and clarity.
It wasn't horrible.
There's still some left, Graham. You want to try it?
The aftertaste is weird. It has a really weird aftertaste.
Try it, Graham.
But it was cold and carbonated. Oh, my God.
Here's the burp. Let it out.
Oh.
Get it near the mic, please. Stop. You muffled that one.
I'm not going to do that. That's gross.
Very not ladylike. Am I right, Jess?
Oh, my God. have a talk back.
That was my son. He wanted Mickey so bad.
Oh, no.
He wanted to meet Mickey so bad. We tried for both weeks trying to meet Mickey to go to Disneyland, but we didn't get him. Say, oh, Mickey.
I'm Mickey.
All right. Love you guys still. Have a good weekend. We'll listen next week after the show. Bye.
Hey, have a great weekend. You guys, there is still another way to win Disney tickets.
All hope is not lost.
Jess is going to tell you about it as I have to muffle my burps.
It's this simple. Go to our Instagram, JV Morning Show.
Okay,
we have the instructions on the caption. And it's super simple.
Selena!
That's disgusting!
That is gross!
And why did you do that right into the microphone?
Wow. You are so disgusting. I swear to God, that was Graham.
That was not me.
No, we're live on
Etiquette
Instagram.
Etiquette experts are not happy right now.
We are live on Instagram. Seriously. I did not do that. That was Graham.
Not
you
very
are
ladylike.
Disgusting. Oh, my God.
Gross.
Wow, Selena. Wow.
And in front of us, too. Like,
I know.
Wait till after.
Whatever. JV Morning Show for all your Disney details. How you can win a 4-pack. Today's hottest trending is coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Still feeling a little burpy from that mushroom elixir you had to chug. Just let it out, Selena. Just let it out. Selena, stop. I didn't mean like just right into the mic. That's disgusting. Selena, stop
that
it.
That is honestly disgusting. Sick. That was not me.
Oh, right.
And you're grossing everybody out.
Stop. That was you.
That was not me.
You're
that
sick.
Was not me. I am feeling a little weird.
Uh-oh.
I am feeling a little weird
it's
from whatever that stuff
yeah.
was.
Uh-huh.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
And trending is sponsored by Stanford Medicine Children's Health. Access to excellence.
So Amber Rose is sharing why Kanye West dresses his women super sexy. Remember, they dated for quite some time. Now, this was some years
That's
ago,
right.
but she was on the Club Shay Shay podcast with Shannon Sharp, and she was like, yeah, that is definitely Kanye's doing, you know, when talking about Bianca, you know, walking around naked and wearing barely anything. She's like, that's all Kanye right there. She said, quote, he did the same thing to me and Kim Kardashian. This is who he is. And when Shannon was like, well, why would he like want to dress his women like this? She said, he wants other men to want to hook up with his woman. That's what he's into. He likes that. He likes when men are drooling over his woman. He wants his friends to want his girl. He wants everybody that when you walk into a room, that his girlfriend or wife is the most desirable. That's what he likes.
Interesting. That's... sort of a power sort of thing. Sort
yeah.
of in a weird way.
Just like, what a weird...
I do believe it.
I mean, it's nothing... It's nothing shocking at this point. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we've heard from former staffers and stuff. He's like made comments like this.
Don't you just want to hear from Bianca?
That would be great.
I just want one. Can Oprah or someone do a sit down interview just once? I don't need like, you know, her commenting about everything all the time. I just want to know. Just give me one.
Just one.
Just one interview so I can hear get her side, like a full unfiltered.
But you know
what is happening behind the scenes?
Even if she did that and she was like, no, this is all my doing. I want to dress like this. Would anybody believe her?
No, probably wouldn't.
Not at all. Have you guys heard Khloe Kardashian's nickname for her brother, Rob?
No.
Whatever happened to that guy?
I have no clue. That's a great question.
He's been MIA.
He's on Instagram because this week Khloe posted a picture of her wearing like a black dress and Rob commented and he said, my queen, you know, giving her a compliment. And then Khloe responded and said, daddy, chill. Why are you calling your brother daddy?
Do not. That is on
Isn't
the number
so
one
disgusting?
On the do not call list.
I know.
I've seen some videos on the internet that start that way. And trust
oh
me, you don't want to be doing that. Nope.
So gross. All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, a couple of quick things. Hopefully you guys are ready to put away your screens and phones this weekend because it's the 10th annual Global Day of Unplugging. Listen to this. From the time the sun goes down tonight until sundown tomorrow, we're going tech-free, no screens. It's time to elevate human connections over digital engagement.
Oh,
can
serious?
You guys go 24 hours with no phone, no screens, no laptop, no TV?
No.
Well, a lot of people are doing it this
Not
weekend.
Not even TV?
Global Day of Unplugging.
24 hours?
We're unplugging the tech. You don't need it. One day.
I
human
can't.
Connections. Talk to people.
Yeah. I need to do this gradually. I'm going to have withdrawals if I do it so sudden like that.
All right. The articles I've seen about this say even if you can't go the 24 hours, maybe try a couple hours just to do something. It is, it does have benefits for your, you know, mental well-being, and the in-person connections in your life can improve. All right. Shout out to the newest Bay Area Costco, you guys. Costco's opening today in Brentwood. It opened at 7 a.m. this morning. They had the big ribbon cutting ceremony. This is at 5151 Hydorn Ranch Road, and the newest Bay Area Costco. And I'm, you know, as a Napan, you know, we got the Napa Costco recently. We are now passing the torch to Brentwood. You get a Costco.
And you get got a Costco.
The, you know, the newest one in the state right now. The Brentwood Costco, also home to a 32-pump gas station. It's one of the largest gas stations in the entire state. So go get your gas there as well.
Wow. All right. Well, thank
Pretty
you,
Pretty exciting
Graham.
Stuff for the Brentwoodians.
Yep.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
All right. Cut the music because, you guys, we have an icon on the phone right now. Say good morning to Rebecca Black.
Good morning, Rebecca.
Hi. How's it going?
Sorry. I feel like we're a little too much energy for you. Let me just tone it down.
Dial it back.
Rebecca, can I ask you something?
Sure. What's up?
It has been 14 years since your song Friday. I know you have a lot of amazing things that you're doing now. We're going to get to that in a second. But 14 years later, people still talk about Friday as being the best song ever. How iconic it is. People are always curious, you know, year after year, like, what's Rebecca up to now? What is she doing? Do you embrace that? Or is Friday something you're trying to move away from since you've grown up so much?
You know, I think when I was younger, being that especially I was like 13 when it came out, I think when I was younger, I really did try to run because there's a fear as you're kind of growing into yourself for the first time of like, of trying to just like come to terms with your own identity as it is already.
Right. That's
so
tough.
When already it feels like people have defined it for you, that is like the scariest feeling in the world. But there came a point a few years ago when I think I stopped trying to run so fast, and I did learn to not only like embrace it, I guess, but really just like do it on my terms. And anytime I performed it, anytime I talked about it, it really felt like it was in a way that I really could love and I could kind of reclaim. And that's been definitely very important for me.
So I think that's all. I mean, it's incredibly awesome. I look back at pictures of myself at 13. I hate everything I see. I mean, you know what I mean? It's like, and I didn't have fame. Nobody knew who I was, but I see a picture of myself at 13. I'm like, oh no, what was I thinking?
We all think that about you,
exactly.
Graham.
Well, that's fair.
Exactly.
Rebecca, so you're going to be at Bimbo's in the city tonight. So you mentioned like every time you perform Friday, is that something you still perform to like today? I know you have a lot of new music out, but do you every once in a while throw in a Friday performance?
You know, I do. I approach it differently for every show and for every tour. And we've done it, Friday is a part of the show in this tour, but we've definitely done it differently. And I have a lot of fun kind of reinventing it.
I love that.
Very cool. And Bimbo's is an iconic San Francisco like landmark. So that's a very, really cool venue for all the people that are going to go see you. Such a cool spot.
I'm excited. Why don't you catch everyone up to speed? You have a lot of new music out. What is Rebecca Black doing in 2025?
Oh, gosh. Make me talk about myself. I, you know, just released a project called Salvation that came out a week ago yesterday, and I just started touring it. I mean, this is only the third show that we're doing over this tour that's in the States and in Europe and in the UK, and it's been incredible to see that like the entire US tour is sold out, which is something I never thought would happen. And yeah, I just have really been enjoying doing my thing and you know, really embracing everything that I am now. I DJ as well. That's like a big part of what I do. And I really love doing that. I did Boiler Room last year, which was kind of a huge benchmark for me.
Yeah, it's super cool.
Yeah, I'm having fun.
Where's your home base these days?
I'm from Anaheim, California.
So do you want like her address or something, Graham? I'm not about to give out her address.
I knew she was from there, but I don't know if, you know, she's still called California home or not.
No. I'm from Anaheim. I've lived in LA for the last 10 years now.
Got it. And then what is your address?
Because I'd like to
stop by. Just like just to hang
Rebecca,
out, you
I'm
know.
So sorry. And please ignore him for a quick second. By the way, I checked out your Salvation music video. I saw it, the day that it dropped. And I just want to say that Rebecca Black from 2011, that's way back in 2011, because anyone who hasn't seen Rebecca lately, she is all woman now. She's rolling her Graham, get off your phone. Get off the internet.
I wasn't. Just
it's
research
honestly,
purposes.
It's been amazing to see you grow up. And, I'm only 26 and a half on the air. But to see you accomplish so much. And, I've heard a lot about your DJing and stuff like that. So it's been really, really cool.
Thank you. You would hope that someone would, grow a little from 13 to 27.
Right.
So
definitely a good sign.
I look the exact same.
Stop. No, you don't.
I look the exact same as I
now,
did then.
Another thing, Rebecca, that we've seen evolve is your fashion sense. I feel like you're very into fashion. You love, showing out in these really amazing outfits on stage and everywhere. I mean, I've seen
in her
on social
videos.
Media. Yes. But I do have one question. What is one fashion item that you think right now needs to go? Please tell us.
Oh, God. I will be really scared if skinny jeans actually do come back, which I hear they're gonna. And I'm just not emotionally ready for that.
Okay.
Personally.
Okay. So me skinny either. Jeans are a no-go. Oh, God.
Selena's over here like,
I'm
never
knock.
Wait, I'm literally wearing some right
Selena's
now.
Selena's never got rid of this.
Selena
has a transition. Yeah.
Listen, if anyone who genuinely loves skinny jeans, I'm so jealous that you do. They're just simply not for me.
Okay.
That's how I feel about baggy jeans. Like, it's
yeah, and there's a chance they might not fully make it back. So we'll see.
Selena's like, dang it.
Dang. All right, Rebecca Black.
Anything that makes me feel good.
You're going to be at Bimbo's tonight. Anyone that wants to go, check her out. Now, you said the tour is sold out. Does that mean you have to have already had a ticket to see you tonight?
I really actually should know the answer to this. The show is sold out, but I really should know, so don't hate me, but sometimes there is a chance that venues release tickets last minute, but I don't know the answer to that question.
Okay, well then just show up and break in.
And
that's,
make it
that's
happen.
That's what we're going to say. Yeah. Just make it happen.
No breaking in. Please don't
okay,
break
okay.
in.
Okay, don't break in, but still show up yeah. if you want a chance.
But not in skinny jeans.
Yeah, but don't
not
wear skinny jeans because Rebecca Black hates skinny jeans.
If
you
look good in them, yes.
Okay, wear your skinny jeans.
Okay,
yeah,
wear your skinny jeans. Wear the skinny jeans, hop the fence, get
but
into the show.
But don't break in. No.
Oh, never mind.
Don't break in. Hey, Rebecca, thank you so much for being on this morning. We're going to let you run. Have a great show tonight, an amazing weekend, okay?
Thank you.
All right, you have a good one.